Instagram, I tried to make a channel for Lay It Out.
Yeah.
Lay It Out podcast is already taken.
Lay It Out podcast is already taken on Instagram?
Yeah, but it was like some group of girls.
Yeah.
Should I just name it like LIO podcast or something?
I would say if it was up to me, I would probably put Lay It Out pod. I would keep Lay It Out in the name though,
yeah.
Because the abbreviations can yuck it up.
Yeah.
The abbreviations alone, because yeah, if somebody Leo. Goes to look out for lay it out, Leo means that's a sick.
A Leo podcast.
Yeah, it's a sick abbreviation.
Yeah,
and that's like
Leo.
Shane Gillis. Shane Gillis and them, theirs is like SSMM podcast or something like that. It's an abbreviation.
Is that cool?
I mean, that's what I'm saying. Like it's oh. So it works. It can work. They're the number one podcast on Patreon. So I mean, it can definitely work.
Such a weird thing to be a number one on is Patreon.
And dude, you know, I don't know if you can put like a certain amount, like if you can put Patreon subscriptions to $1.
Yeah.
But I know that they're not. It's probably $10. And if you're the number one paid $10 a month, oh dude, they're rich.
I remember when I first started TikTok, I made a Patreon. I said I'm about to make some money. I had to get one sub. But I know my dad's wife, and it's not me crap talking, but
yeah.
he was one, and I've had so many other people that were like, hey, I've got some advice for you. And you're coming
I've got some advice on your Patreon.
You know how often I get given advice by people that don't do it, and how often it just kind of gets old.
I made a Facebook video one time, and dude, it got 37
well, their,
likes on it.
Their thing they go to is, you know, you need to make a Patreon. Okay, it's not 2010 anymore.
And that's a good thing. Like, yeah, Patreons are great and everything, but that's a good thing about what you got going on. You might not have your Patreon might not be popping, but your Cameo right there is. You know what I mean? That Cameo makes up for it.
I haven't promoted it a lot. It's been kind of slow, but I just
if you got back to posting it like on your like writing on your blackboard and all that, dude. Yeah,
I need to start doing that merch and Cameo has been a little slow, but I mean it's not terrible. But I'm not like desperate.
Yeah, you're not worried about it at this time. You're kind of just you're coasting, chilling, letting it do it.
It is weird though, because like. I don't know. I can remember a time where merch was my big seller. That's mm-hmm. how I made the money because TikTok didn't pay much. But now that it's gotten to where TikTok does pay good, I'm like, oh, I don't have to feel like a bum.
Well, I'm wondering about a lot of like the TikTok, the clicks per minute and everything. There's there's this Fortnite streamer that he posts a lot of TikTok. He had like 14 million views last month, and I think he made like 30 cents. Of a 14 million views. Mm-hmm.
How long was the video?
I'd have to check, but I saw it on Twitter. I'll show you after.
That should be.
I'll say I'll show you right now. You just talk.
Thought is, was it? You said it was recent.
Oh yeah, it was last month. Let me see if I can find
TikTok
it.
TikTok did away with their poor payment thing. They had a creator fund, but that didn't pay a lot. But I don't know. They pay so look, good 14. Right here. This is tragic, but hey, let's think about the pod. No, he didn't make 30 cents. That's not what that's saying. When your views go up, they lower your RPM.
He's getting paid. He's getting paid a lot. Good.
But like the more views you get, that number goes down, so they're not over.
Oh, okay.
So that way, it's like they're more generous if your views are lower.
Yeah.
But if you're just pushing out, you know, like Charli D'Amelio numbers, they're going to go bankrupt.
And that's probably a good idea, the fact that they pay a little bit more if your views are a little bit lower. It'll keep like the people that are trying to build a presence, it'll keep them on the platform mm-hmm. to keep posting. But yeah, I know whenever I saw that, because he said last month and the month before that, he said he was making guapo.
Yeah. And that's, when I went to Texas to that range thing, I was talking to Caleb. About that.
Caleb Francis.
Yeah. It's like, at first, the first 3-4 months, I was making bank pretty much.
Yeah.
And then, I think once everybody kind of caught on, they started doing it too. And it's like, it almost seems like TikTok said, let's take some views away. We're coughing out a little bit more money than we wanted to, so.
Now, do you think that that's a thing on TikTok's end, or you think it's just at this point?
I don't know. I don't know. It's hard to pinpoint that because It always seems like when something good is happening on TikTok, don't count on it to happen.
To happen forever. For long?
Yeah. It's like views and money. I don't know.
What's a... You scroll out of TikTok. What's your favorite TikTok, like, meme thing going around right now?
I don't really watch TikTok.
Really?
You know what my favorite thing to watch?
What?
Is Instagram Reels.
Oh, Instagram Reels?
You know those cat ones? Like, have you seen the cat one? They're so...
What's it look like?
They green screen.
Try to find it now.
I can find them. They green screen, like, cats, like, chewing the hard food.
Oh, yeah. That's a Crunch. Crunch. That's a Twitch meme. They call him Crunch or something
like that. I love that so much.
He eats, like...
Here's what this one? This is, like, me and my boyfriend on a road trip, us being excited to spend time, and it goes through all the faces. Just...
Oh yeah,
that's my favorite.
It goes to the next one. My favorite TikTok meme right now is that Kurt Angle thing.
I love
it. Whenever it's just me and a homie were taking a test and then that test was hard. Just yeah, it was, especially the back. Just put him in the back of the test.
You know, that was the... I remember in college and high school. I don't think it happened in high school. That was the worst. Is like you hear something about a test and you're like, I don't remember that part.
You walk in on Wednesday, be like, all right, everybody, you know what I'm saying? I told you about this Monday. Y'all had blah, 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 this and that. Just, that back window unlocked. I'm about to step out of it real quick.
I think I told you this story. When I moved to Shreveport and I went to LSU Shreveport, I didn't know what I wanted to do, so I changed my major.
Yeah.
And it was like right at a final. I was so depressed. I didn't know what I wanted to do, but I was taking a super hard elementary math class, and it wasn't as easy as you thought.
Yeah, it wasn't elementary.
No, it was not elementary math. I've taught elementary math. It was not that.
You wasn't adding sticks and taking away apples.
No, it was so stupid. But I hated this lady so much. And I remember we had a semester-long assignment.
You know, put her name out there. What's her name?
I don't even remember. She had a lisp. But I remember we had a long, like a 10-question page that you had all semester to work out, but you had to explain it, the answer step by step. And if you missed one small step, you didn't word something right, she would give it back, and you couldn't give it back to try it again until next week. So stupid. But I remember the last final, I said, I already changed my major. This don't matter to me anymore. Yeah. I didn't even know the problem. I just wrote out triangle. When I got the paper back, she circled it, just put a question mark.
Yeah, she just no. This is elementary math, but I ain't asking for the shapes and the rectangles and all that.
She just said, I feel like she said, I'm tired of this dickhead. Yeah,
she probably looked at it. I wonder how often, because you know a lot of people in college, they've got to have a bunch of people that are like taking it super serious, trying to get that degree to impress like the parents or something like that, become the first kid in the family to come graduate college. And then there's some people that are there just drinking, just partying, doing the thing. I guarantee you they probably see answers like that all the time.
I mean, you know what I did in college. We just play video games.
Yeah, that's literally it.
I remember a phase, it was so unhealthy. Like I had college, but like we would stay up till like 6 a.m. on live streams and just talk crap to people.
I remember that. Yeah.
I think I was on Christmas break and I was like, I'm staying up till 6 a.m. I have to figure out how to get to sleep
at
normal time.
That's how I was with ARK whenever I was playing ARK.
Really?
Dude, man, I was making money playing ARK. That's whenever I was working at Walmart. I was making money playing ARK by selling the stuff on Reddit. But dude, I would be awake for 16 hours, 20 hours in a day, sleeping like 4 hours a day. And if I wasn't at work, I was playing ARK. I was raising dinosaurs, selling eggs on Reddit.
How much do you think you were making from?
I was making about around $150 every 3-4 days.
That's not bad.
Yeah, well, every four days.
For playing dinosaurs.
Yep. Because I had like the best brontosauruses in the game. Because we was in one of the biggest tribes on PlayStation 4 with like the biggest one.
You should have just stole it all and sold it.
That's what happened to us.
Oh yeah.
That's how we lost everything. Yeah. Because we had like the biggest tribe in the world. Like people feared us on that game. And then somebody, like I said, I used to sell my eggs on Reddit, and one of our people, his name is OJ Slays. That's what his name was. And he sold everything in our base for $3,000 on Reddit.
Goodness.
That's a lot of money.
I caught myself the other night watching ARK Stealth Raids.
Stealth Raids.
Like 2 nights ago. To where, like, if for those of you who don't know what ARK is, it's a video game where there's dinosaurs, you can tame them, but there's also a ton of other people that play on the same island you're on. And when you get off, those people can still get on and they can go to your base, steal stuff from you, blow it up. So it's a very stressful game. But when I played it, all I liked to do was sneak around at night and jump into people's stuff. I remember when we didn't know what we were doing. There was a clan called the Kings.
Yeah.
And I just remember at night they'd be in there, and I would run off a mountain and jump in, and almost I'd almost die like every time jumping in there, but I'd live.
But you knew how to time it or knew where to jump from.
And I would just I remember I stole so much stuff, and I waited in the grass, and then when they opened the gates, I took off running. They chased me, and they lost me, but I got my little tiny hut, and they were all beating at the door. They said, "Give us our stuff back."
I remember was that the people you stole the Santa hat from?
No, because those people were offline. I think I told you about it. I said, "Trevor, I'm breaking in this door," and I think you helped me sneak in there, and we just went in, took Santas, and
I remember that game was just. Just one of the funnest games. One of the best times I've ever had playing video games with my friends. And I remember one time we raided this base. We blew up this base, destroyed it, blew up a wall to the side of it. They had a pet rock golem over there. And we were like, dang, dude, we're in there. Should we break in? And I remember you were like, no, don't do it. Don't break in. That's wrong. That's messed up. Let's not do it. Let's not break in and take their stuff. That's messed up. It was like, oh, you know what? Yuck it. We'll leave it alone. Let them... We turn around, walking back to base. We turn around, look, you're running into there to take all their stuff. You're just sprinting there so you can get everything. It was the funniest thing. I was like, no way he just did that.
I have. If there's a game where I can reap, kill, and destroy, that's the game for me. That's like Fall Guys. I told Eric the other night, I said, I would not have played Fall Guys as much as I did if I couldn't kill people.
Yeah, you couldn't grab people and sabotage their games?
I just, like, I don't know why. Does that mean I'm a terrible person if I want to play something that I can make other people in real life sad?
No, because I'm the same way whenever I play, like, Fortnite or something. If I see somebody, especially if they're worse than me at the game, if I can run circles, if they're, like, on a controller, low sensitivity, I'm running circles around, they're trying to turn quick and they can't turn, I love mess. If I feel like they deleted the game after my interaction with them, it's a great day.
Oh yeah, because I think it's me taking out my past anger. Okay. Like, I can't count the times that I've sit there and cussed and smashed my keyboard because somebody was better than me. So yeah, I like the idea of making somebody feel that pain.
I remember
it's not the Christian way.
You know what I mean? it is what it is. You can repent. I remember my brother. I used to be the same way, just angry. I can't tell how many Nintendo 64 controllers I broke.
Yeah.
But I remember one time, PlayStation 2, playing Kingdom Hearts. I got mad at something. I don't know what I was playing. I don't want to lie. I got mad at something. I smashed the controller and I broke it. It was our only PlayStation 2 controller. And whenever Zach got home to play Final Fantasy and the controller was broke, I got broke. Zach beat my ass. He put it on me. And so I just... Ever since then, I stopped taking my anger out of punching keyboards and all that kind of stuff. But, man, boy, do I want to.
Yeah. I told Mom gave Caroline, I have a fiance now.
Check him out.
She's got a son named Braxton, and Mom gave him this PlayStation.
Yeah.
And I held the controller to do something for him. And they're like, do you know how, like, the bottom of a controller has, like, a little black piece on the very, like, if you're holding it like this... Like, right here is black.
Yeah.
Like, that was pushed in. And I said, what happened to your controller? He just, I dropped it. I said, what really happened to this controller?
It sounds like, man, just, I'm a gamer. You can tell me.
I got mad, and I slid it on the ground. I said, brother, I'm not mad. I said, I've done worse. Yeah. I said, it happened. I remember one time when we were at the house in Montgomery in high school, I got so mad. I punched it. And I
a controller?
Like the circle part of a joystick, mm-hmm. It snapped in half. And it was like, I had to unscrew the whole controller and put stuff back together.
That was one thing that my dad and mom used to tell us, y'all can break this. All. If y'all want to act like this, y'all can break it all you want. But you're going to have to keep playing with it. So,
buy another one.
I don't know.
I don't see how people play games that they want to be. I think that's the problem. I'm wanting to say that they want to be good at.
Yeah.
If I want to be good at something and I start sucking, or somebody starts outdoing me, I'm gonna get mad.
Yeah.
I can't play. Like, I feel like if our friend Eric plays a game, he could play it and lose all day. He's like, man, I still had fun.
Yeah, what the freak.
I still had fun. My mindset has always been, I'm not a loser.
Yeah. you're super competitive. I mean, ever since.
I don't think I've ever been great at anything.
I think the first game that I competed at was probably against you and Hunter on, like, Pokemon Ruby and Sapphire.
Yeah.
Whenever we could link our games and we could battle each other in the tree houses. That was like the first competitive, because I didn't have internet back then. I had dial-up.
Well, the tree houses were like, it wasn't even us, but you could set your squad.
Yeah, you could set your squad, and that way that'd be like the closest thing to competing with a friend within a video game.
You know what I miss?
I didn't have internet.
The biggest nostalgia I miss is we would all be at, like, this was like Pokemon Crystal. We would all be at, like, the ballpark, with the cable, and it'd be like, playing, battling, and trading and stuff. But I don't know. It was like games like that. Like, that was a different time. Like, gaming was real socialization, mm-hmm. too. You had to be in person. Not that, I mean, we do it every night. Like, we socialize online. Yeah. But, like, it was just different. You still had to be outside and stuff. But
and that's a big reason why I like Pokemon. We're real Pokemon heavy right now. But that's a big reason why I like Pokemon Go.
Pokeball right there.
I love, we're not going to pretend like we're not nerds. You know what I mean? But that's what I liked about Pokemon Go, because we was playing little League of Legends, or we'd play some games on the computer together, like PlayStation 4 together back then. But, like, whenever Pokemon Go came out, I remember just us piling up six deep in a truck and just driving around Alexandria.
The only thing I hated y'all for.
What?
You and Reed, and somebody else, some maybe, y'all figured out how to cheat. And I was like, I don't get all the spoofing. And y'all were just like, well, we just drive around. Like,
well, we were driving around for a long time.
Yeah.
We were doing that for a long time. I'm pretty sure whenever I found out about it, I think as soon as you asked about it, I'm pretty sure I told you.
No, maybe. I don't know. Maybe I had it mixed up.
Because I remember whenever I found out about it, and I told whenever I told you about it, I remember thinking, dude, if I tell Lay, I was like, he's going to get everything. And then he's going to have multiple of everything. And I can get one of those multiples.
Yeah.
Because I remember probably, if I can remember my old Pokemon Go account, I've got probably 17 Zapdoses, probably 10 of them shiny, Articuno, everything that you could get.
Well, I had all that too. I had like the Blastoise, the limited, like, the, he had sunglasses on.
Shiny. Yeah, hell yeah.
I had so many shinies and stuff. But it's one of those things to where I like cheating on games.
Yeah.
But once I start cheating, I'm like, the reward's kind of gone. But I ended up selling my account to somebody on eBay.
On eBay.
But they didn't change the password for a while, and I thought about it. I said, I could just change
it.
I said, no, I'm all right. But I think they noticed I just wanted to look. I would just click it and get on and look, but they ended up changing the password.
Oh, dang.
Yeah.
See, I mean, when it comes to, like, the Pokemon Go's and all that, I had fun playing it, but I would just, like, Power World right now.
Yeah.
Like, we were talking about that before the stream. I feel like Power World is another one of those games to where you and your friends can sit there for hours on hours on hours of playing it.
Have you got it?
I haven't gotten it, but I've been watching people play it. Yeah. You get basically Pokemon. You travel the world. It's just like Ark.
Yeah.
In the sense of how you build your bases, take territory. It's just like Ark as far as that goes.
Is there a lot of people in the same area?
Like I said, I haven't played it myself, but it's the number one most played game in the world right now. It's got more players right now than Fortnite does.
I feel like that don't always mean much though early because, like, what's it gonna be like in a month? You know, I mean, games always come and go.
I mean, that. Let's talk about Nintendo. Gosh dang.
Well, I know they have
Pokemon people.
They had Pokemon mods and they already shut it down.
Yeah, they had Pokemon mods. Well, the Pokemon people put out a tweet yesterday. They said, "Hey, man. We're seeing the similarities between their game and our game."
It's on there now?
Huh?
It's on there now?
What?
The tweet.
Yeah. Let me see.
Well, I have no...
But it's like, they put out a statement, said that they're going to get their legal team to look and see the similarities or something like that.
Was that on the official Pokemon thing?
I saw it on Twitter this morning. Okay. It was on one of those.
Yeah, but here's the thing. I don't have any, like, back in the day, I was a ride or die Pokemon guy, but, like, I have zero sympathy for Pokemon now, because they're lazy, dude.
I was telling my stream about that this morning.
Their designs are lazy. Everything about them is lazy. I said
Pokemon hasn't been good, or Pokemon hasn't done anything game breaking since like Black and White. And the only reason why I say Black and White is because it was like 3D, go upside down, all that kind of stuff. But other than that, Pokemon hasn't done anything game breaking to just.
Well, I mean, my biggest complaint is I see on these like Facebook Pokemon groups of like, oh my god, this Pokemon is so cool. It's the best new model they got, and it's like a, I don't know, a tire wheel.
Yeah,
like
yeah.
It's stupid.
I was watching a stream the other day.
But there are so many like fans that make Pokemon designs that blow the real Pokemon out the water now, and I can't stand it. I don't want to play.
That, I mean, if you go on Twitter with like Fortnite, look up Fortnite concepts. There's so many people that like make their own, like draw their own Fortnite skins. That's so much better than any skin that's been released here lately.
Let me go to Google. Google, I couldn't find it.
Yeah, I'm trying to find it right now. I'm pretty sure I saw it on one of these drama alert Twitter pages.
Power World. The official Pokemon company makes a statement on Power World.
Is that it?
It's on IGN. It just says we intend to investigate and take appropriate measures to address any acts that infringe on the intellectual property rights.
That's it.
I just...
Well, they had a video. Somebody put up a YouTube video that said comparing Power World creatures to Pokemon. And it was like a bunch of them that looked super duper similar.
Yeah, but I mean, like, you can't say... I know they have a duck on there. So, what, are they going to say that's our side?
Yeah, I can't make a fire frog because there's a fire frog or Pokemon or something like that.
I know, like, one, like, the Pokemon Incineroar, they have one called, like, Incineram, like a fire goat. I'm like, but, I mean, like, where do you draw the line? You can't just claim every animal. You can't claim every, you know, like, name.
Because I'm wondering if, like, there's got to be some sort of inspiration clause or something like that you can be inspired by something without it being infringing, like taking their idea.
I don't know. You have guns in the game. The game, I don't know. I haven't played it, but it just seems like there's more to do in this one. I don't see how you can sit there and try to sue them because they did something that everybody's been asking you to do, but you don't want to do it.
That's what I was telling my stream this morning. I said, dude, I said, Pokemon, we've been waiting on an open world Pokemon on the computer. I was like, I know they're Nintendo or whatever, so they're going to do it on the Wii. But I think that's one of the main reasons why they can't do anything spectacular. It's because they're stuck with the Nintendo, and the Nintendo's a goddamn PlayStation 3.
But, I mean, how does that mean they can't? I don't know. I don't remember who I was telling the other day. It might have been you. I just don't see how they can't have both. Make your poo-poo Pokemon coconut and almond. I don't know. But you could have a legit Pokemon game that's open world. Everything. Like, I picture it. Like, make it to where, like, to catch a Mewtwo is super rare.
Yeah.
You know, you see somebody with a Mewtwo, you're like, holy shit.
Make it like a RuneScape thing. But just like a 1 in 10,000 chance of a curve. Like, make it something. Yeah. Make it something that you actually have to grab. It's too hard to get. Too hard.
But that's how you make a game.
That makes longevity. That makes where a game keeps on going.
But I mean, like, you could keep making your stupid games and just keep adding them here. But I still, that still makes me hate on Pokemon 2 when I say your new Pokemon because new Pokemon just suck. They suck so bad.
They are ridiculous.
They're so, like, I've commented all the time on these new Pokemon online and people are saying, this one's kind of cool. It's like a leopard with some swords coming out.
I'll say this. Pokemon, do they have some badass, like some cool wins that they've been releasing like here and there? They got a couple.
Name one.
But
I mean, you might not know the name, but describe it.
It's like, all right, the one that I'm thinking of, it looks like Lucario. It looks a lot like Lucario, except for it's like red instead of blue. Red. He's red, kind of flamish. I don't think it might not be flames, but it's like he stands on his back feet like Lucario does.
I don't know that one.
But he looked pretty sick.
I'm going to show you something. I don't know if you've seen this, but have you seen the three legendary trio in the new Scarlet and Violet game? No. You haven't seen them? No. Let me find it.
I mean, they lost me.
Look, here's one.
On the three legendaries.
It's called Wo Chin. That's cool.
Oh, I actually have seen that, yeah.
If you think that's cool, you need to repeat
that. Yeah, and then there's like a fish or something like that, ain't it?
And that.
Yep.
And that. The fish is the coolest one.
Yeah. I mean, that's what I remembered was the fish.
These are legendary Pokemon?
Yeah, it looks like a Phoebus. That fish does.
It looks like something at Petco.
You want to know?
I just compare it to. You had Entei, Suicune, and Raikou. Those are cool ass Pokemon. And this is what you come out with?
I stopped caring about the three legendaries whenever. Okay, so the Entei, Suicune, Raikou. We got the goddamn Zapdos, Articuno, Moltres. Bomb.
Yeah.
And then, you know, we get Latios and Latias. And then with that, they got the Registeel, Regirock, Regice. I ain't mad at them.
I still like them.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. I ain't mad at those at all. But where I started hating it was whenever they made those little Mew copies.
Elf and stuff.
Yeah, I think that's what it is. Yeah. They lost me on that one. I was thinking, it just looks, they're trying too much to make a Jirachi, Celebi, Mew trio.
You know what I noticed is during that time, also what made me stop liking Pokemon a little bit more, you could have the coolest sprite for one, but their call, like their sound.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Old-timey Pokemon sounds on the game were just kind of like old school sound, and now these have all these more elaborate. I don't like that, man.
I like that eight bit.
Yeah,
eight
that's what it is. Sound. Yeah. That's my problem. I don't like the fancy, we're evolving. I don't like that.
Well, see, you were always the type of person, dude, whenever we played Pokemon or RuneScape, whenever I'm playing Pokemon RuneScape with my house, if I had that volume up, turn it, baby. Can you turn it down a little bit? But anytime that you was playing Pokemon RuneScape, you always had RuneScape music playing, or you'd have like the Pokemon.
Well, if I had a Pokemon that I liked, when I caught like Raikou or Ho-Oh, I wanted to hear its call when I threw it out. I do that. Made me feel like I grew some chest hair.
As far as like town music and stuff, like sounds and stuff, there wasn't many better sounds than like going through like Pallet Town, or like going through like Alcrid on RuneScape and it played like those bangers of songs. I used to love that stuff. And now, like you said, the sounds and stuff, the music they make nowadays is soundtracks. It's not just like little,
it's like movie quality.
Yeah, it's not like little melodies. Just back in the day, they used to make music that you would hear in the background and kind of give you a vibe to what's going on. But nowadays, you got, like you said, movie quality, vroom, 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 violins.
And, I don't like that, man.
Bass and drums.
It's like a video game, like, it's always stereotypical, like Mario style. And now everything's turning cinematic. And they focus more on how it looks and sounds rather than whether it's good or not. I don't like that.
I like the only thing that I don't like about a lot of video games nowadays is like, if they do trailers, like for a Final Fantasy video game, the trailers that they show is cinematics, not the gameplay.
Yeah.
It's like you can see. I'm like, cool, this is a cool movie. I'd love to watch this movie, but how about I see a little bit of the game I'm going to be playing, man?
You sit there, they got these intense battles, and it's a turn-based game where they're like.
That's what I thought about. God, what is that game? Persona 5.
No.
It's this game where literally, if you looked it up on Google, Persona has like one of the biggest. I was saying there's this game called Persona 8. I mean Persona 5. It's got like a huge fan base behind it, and I remember watching a commercial, like an ad on it.
Yeah.
And I'm a huge Final Fantasy fan, so I was like, oh dude, this game looks sick. I was like, I can't wait to try it. I was looking at the cinematics. I can't wait to try it. And then the gameplay, turn based. Like it was like, oh. It's like it reminded me of like a mobile game. Like, you know, just try this, you'll do this, you get this, you'll become level 9 million to defeat the max boss.
Use the Ronda Rousey code. Yeah. Rousey skin on Raid Shadow Legends.
Exactly.
I feel like they forced that game into our throats until people would play it. Like, every ad.
Oh,
was,
you just hit the. I don't know.
Oh, my bad.
I don't care. I just want to make sure you're still in frame.
I don't know, but I just think I scraped it with my foot.
Oh, you're good. I would just hate, you know what I mean? Your first episode, you're just not being camera the last 30 minutes.
Just the side of my face.
Raid Shadow Legends, man. I was like, dude, these people believe in their game. They've got unlimited money, apparently.
Well,
they just keep on sponsoring.
Some people do that. Like, how do you just have all that money? Just, you don't even have a reputation? Unless they have a reputation. I don't know.
They probably, I'm sure it was just it's probably a 5-star video game company from Japan or something like that that's been making.
Yeah.
It's probably like Square Enix or something, just like, yuck it, let's do this, put it out there. Because, I mean, they, it's got to have a lot of players, or at least a lot of downloads on it, because, dude, you have anywhere from like the 10 viewer streamers, they get Raid Shadow Legends, to Ninja has a character on Raid Shadow Legends. Mm. Like, Ninja's actually in the game.
Yeah.
And so if they cater to so many different people, yeah, I'm sure they made some bread.
There's got Ninja's character in there screaming.
I just got there. Not seen enough movement. He just sitting there just.
Like when he dug, I hate this game. This game's just full of trolls. And
dude, Ninja's looking good right now. He's feeling up and up.
He's like, low taper fade.
Little Ninja got a low taper fade. Oh, man. We've been. That's something that we've been saying in Discord for a while now. Ever since we heard that lives rent free in my head.
I still haven't heard it.
You still haven't heard it?
No, I don't even know it. Dude. I just think it's funny because you wouldn't stop saying it.
It was this dude. He was streaming and he said he was streaming. He was talking about like his grandpa passing away. Like he was singing, just I miss my grandpa. Like singing blah, 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 all this type of stuff. And then he said like he was getting a little choked up. And he said, dude, I'm being way too, I forgot to start my timer again. He said, I'm being way too open on the internet right now. He said, I'm going to need to bring it back. So he said, I'm going to start, like, you know, I got to lighten the mood. He just, what can I think of? What if Ninja got a low taper fade?
Ninja didn't get a low taper fade?
Yeah.
Did he?
Dude, Ninja went and watched it. He just made a TikTok about it and everything. And then the dude responded. He said, yo, big shout out to Ninja. Hell yeah, dude. That's awesome. But I'm going to be honest with you, man. That's not a low taper fade. So apparently his barber messed him up and didn't give him a low taper fade.
I don't know. I'll have to see it.
Yeah, he did that.
See how he looks.
We got to put a picture of that on the video.
I'll screenshot.
Yeah, take a screenshot of that. Yeah. Get it sent to me. Dude, that's, oh my God.
I'm eating this brownie, I kept seeing these stupid ads for these brownies on that you can buy.
Yeah.
I'm not going to say the name because, I mean. But, I mean, I ain't.
Oh, okay, yeah, okay.
No, but they look so good online. Yeah. I've had better. So I'm kind of disappointed.
Oh, but I'd definitely put their name out then and be like, hey, I ain't slandering, well, but.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess not in case it is slanderous or something.
I mean, I don't want to give them that look yet, you know.
Let me see it.
You want a piece?
Just slide it to me. I'll see what it looks like.
I mean, I've been picking at it like a bird.
In case you want to see it?
Yeah.
Is that like white macadamia?
Well, I ate one that was a s'mores. Look, this sounds great. It was a s'mores. Just throw it on the floor. No. there was a s'mores one that had s'mores Pop-Tart on the bottom, cookie dough.
Oh, dude, that sounds crazy already.
Marshmallow Teddy Grahams. You would think it's going to taste great.
That sounds amazing.
I was like, oh.
Did it mesh together for like some ingredients?
It felt like it wasn't sweet. Like it almost just kind of tasted bland. This one feels kind of the same way. You would think there's some like chocolatey goodness. It was like, eh.
I mean, they just stack so many things on top of each other. That's bad eats because that's the reason unhealthy. Why if I go out to a restaurant or something, people's like you said, you've been seeing that. So you want to try it out. You know, yuck. And I'll spend a little money, try it out. Not satisfied. That's like whenever I go to restaurants and I try, you know what? I'm going to try this new appetizer.
You don't want to do it anymore.
Yeah.
It's like, that's why I eat the same thing. But exactly. I already got it, so.
So I'm not going to waste it. You know what I mean?
I feel like if I eat it enough, I might like it more. So
I was eating. That reminds me, the other day, I ordered some food while I was streaming. And I ordered Outlaws Barbecue, and I got dude, I love it so much. I got the baked potato, the spicy barbecue, got the goddamn what you call it, the mother sucking
potato salad.
No, mother sucking the meat that goes on top of it. Brisket.
Yeah.
Got a brisket on it. And I got a side of beef? Got a side of mac and cheese. Mm. All right. The mac and cheese was so terrible and bland, but like I every single time I'd take a bite of my potato or whatever, and I'd like, okay, here we go. Oh! My chat, everybody would be busted out laughing, but I spent $4 on it, so I'm going to sit there and I'm going to eat it. But every single time, I'd eat the stuff, and I'd look over like, how about you take a bite of that mac and cheese?
How dare any mother sucker say they're going to open up a food business and it not be good? Like, how do you say you have the right to open up a food joint and your food sucks? Like, how do you not eat it and you're like, yep, that's good to go?
I can't tell you how many times I've watched, because you say you like watching Instagram Reels?
Yeah.
I like YouTube Shorts.
I just like Instagram.
I love YouTube Shorts.
I'll dabble. I just like Instagram's comments.
Instagram has the funniest comments. That's the big reason why I like looking through Facebook Reels. Because a lot of those are linked to Instagram. And so you'll see a video has like 10,000 comments or something. You click on it, they'll say, would you like to go to Instagram? Go over there, boom, it's all right there.
Yeah.
But I don't like scrolling through Instagram. There's too many goddamn beheadings and shootings. And
I haven't seen that.
Dude, I don't mess with Instagram. Like, I haven't really used it in a while, but I know whenever I used to use it, dude, it was car crashes, wrecks, yeah, shootings, gangs, pow, pow, pow.
What I like is if you see a video of, like, for instance, like a girl that's, like, posting with sad music, my self-confidence is just eating away, but now I'm going to, it's time to feel myself again, and shows a makeover, and everybody's like, oh my gosh, you're so beautiful, like, but on Instagram, it's like, the comments like, womp, womp, lil, womp, womp, lil. It's just, I'm a troll at heart, so I just read them, and I'm like, oh my God.
That's so funny. So good. That's why there's this dude, if you never have nothing to watch, if you just want to watch something, there's this Twitch streamer named E-Rob221. It's Tyler One's little brother.
Uh-huh.
And dude, his chat is nothing but Instagram comments the entire time. Just if he whines, like if he starts crying or something like that, they all put, he's got like this, they got like a picture of him crying one day, and his mods took a screenshot of it and put it as like one of the emotes. So now if he whines, everybody just, man, cry. They roast him so, it's the funniest community ever. You gotta check it out.
Dude, I couldn't have a stream like that. Because I would genuinely just get mad. I would get upset.
Yeah.
I remember I was going through it with something. I was streaming one time. It was like early. I didn't have viewers really.
Yeah.
But they were just roasting me, and I was in a bad mood. They just kept going. I said, "All right, guys, I don't think I feel like streaming no more."
Yeah. just I don't know if y'all think I'm enjoying this, but no. I'm not. So cut it the freak off now.
I already am not a big fan of streaming, but I'll do it. But if you're gonna sit there and trash talk me, I'm just.
Hell yeah! Would you play like a new game or something? Or
probably.
Yeah.
I don't remember.
I remember you was playing. So, whenever I'd watch you play Fortnite, I watched so many Fortnite streams. I'd be so sick of watching Fortnite, man. But you used to play this game called The Isle, that dinosaur game. I loved watching you play that shit. I loved watching because it was. I could put it on my second monitor. Whenever you stream, you deafen. Like, you don't like to hear, like, us in the background or not like that. Whenever you stream, you usually deafen. And so, I can put you on the second monitor, even while you're deaf. Put you on the second monitor while you're playing Isle. That way I can hear you. And because you actually seem like you were enjoying yourself. On Fortnite, you'd be like, oh, shit, I'm out of builds. Oh, he's going to come around. He's going
to
come.
Fortnite grossed. It got to where if I got on it.
Yeah.
I'd get so sick to my stomach.
Yeah.
It wasn't like a visual. It was just like, I hated it.
just do I have to do this.
Yeah. It's like another day back in the office, but then I quit streaming because I was like, oh, I don't have to work here.
I can literally just tell me I can make way more money somewhere else. Okay, peace.
I don't know. I want to stream. No, I just haven't. I don't know.
I was telling people in my chat, I was saying that, how you wanted to come back, you said you were going to start come streaming like January 1st or something like that. Because that Jess Nasty, whatever her name is.
Yeah.
She be in there. Really? She becomes my stream every now and again. She'll ask about you. I'm like, yeah, he's doing good. He's chilling. Got proposed, getting, engaged, this, blah, blah, blah. And
I think when I get back from Florida, I might try to.
I told her, because she came to my chat probably like 2 weeks ago or a week ago. And I told her, I said, it will surprise me if Late doesn't get that Power World game. And I said, he'll probably spend so much time on it. I said, he probably actually might stream that. But I told her, I said, you got that, your computer issues. So,
well, I think we fixed it.
What was the wrong?
They got on the phone with me and they said, hey, this error sounds like a memory thing.
Yeah.
And they said, hey, go to this, restart your computer, but hit like F2 or something and turn your computer's memory rate off or something. And they said, it's not really going to make it much of a difference, but it might actually be this, and I haven't had issues
I
like
haven't had
that.
problems since.
I don't know. I think I told, I might have told you, or I don't remember. If I stream, I'm gonna just play what I want.
And that's what I told her about that Power World game. I was like, dude, I was like, Lay won't feel forced to play this game. I was like, he'll probably actually enjoy it.
And they even have shinies on that game too. Mm-hmm.
They have so much. And crazy thing about it is,
I thought about playing it only because of this. There's a glitch where you can catch like bosses.
This glitch, dude, he loves glitches, man. He loves glitches.
It's like Fortnite. I liked it because I had all these rare skins that nobody knew how to get. I don't know why I like that.
I love glitching, hacking, whatever it is. I like that as long as I've played the whole experience through. Like with you and Fable, like how you loved Fable, you beat Fable all the way through. But the last time you got Fable, you figured out how to glitch and get the sword of whatever Aeons, it is, the sword of Aeons at the beginning. Yeah. Well, you know, hey, man, you've already experienced the game. You already know what it's like. Dark Woods is a dangerous place. You know, like,
Dark Woods is a dangerous place,
hero. let me see. Whatever we talked about.
I think I'll start streaming after Florida, though.
When are you going to Florida?
February.
Is it like a hunting trip or?
Yeah, February 5th.
Is that another one of those, like, those, like the last one you had, like a meet and greet type deal where you saw,
no,
like.
No, did I tell you what I'm going for? The alligator hunt?
Oh, that's the alligator hunt? Oh, you told me you were super nervous about this one.
I just don't like alligators, man.
Yeah, you said you'd be down to hunt a bear or goddamn lion or something that, but an alligator,
well,
just.
If they're going to put me on a flimsy boat with gators, they said they're a nuisance there, so that's like. Oh, I'm going to be in infested waters.
Infested, literally.
But his response after I told him, hey, that's terrifying, but I'll do it. He said, that'll make good TV. I said, all right, great.
What would you do if you get out there, they're in a goddamn fan, like one of those wind air turbine airboats, and then they put you in a P-row.
Dude, I don't know.
What if one of those little paddle boats, you got to paddle?
Yeah, I'm going to use one of my cuss words. Passes. I'd shit.
Yeah.
I'd probably shit.
I believe it, man.
But we're hunting hogs too. I'm going to trust the process. I'm going out like a day early because I'm going to be like near Miami and stuff. Mm-hmm. I've never been to Florida, so I figured I might just take a day, stay in a hotel and hang out.
I've only been to Florida for one time in my life, and it was when I was like 11 years old.
Yeah.
I went to Orlando Universal, whatever, with my grandma. She brought us out there one Christmas. It was a good time.
Well, what's weird is like, when it was freezing here, like a couple of days ago, it was like 75 there or something.
In Florida?
Yeah.
Yeah, I was. I had people in my stream that was saying that. I'd be like, man, I tell them, make sure y'all got y'all's water pipes running, man. Get them pipes running. Don't need to replace that plumbing, man. And then they'd be like, it's 65 degrees where I'm at right now.
It's actually 60.
The palm trees are blowing right now, and actually, there's no need for that.
Dude, what are you talking about? I live in Uganda.
Just flexing bags of water.
Oh, I called the cops on somebody yesterday.
You called the cops on somebody? I got a cop. I didn't call the cops. I got a story for you as well. Let me hear about it.
Caroline came over for a lunch break.
Yeah.
She said, is that guy? Well, there's just a guy standing out there. I said, what are you talking about? And who farted?
No, that was my phone.
Oh, no, you farted. And I said, well, that's probably that neighbor. I've got a neighbor that'll stand there with his coffee mug. Mm-hmm. And she said, no, he's right there. And I looked. It was like, you know where my mailbox is, right?
Yeah.
Over in front of the neighbor's house where you said you've looked at that house or were thinking about getting that one. It was this older black man. He was bald, short. He was dressed decent.
Yeah.
And he had a bag, like a Walmart bag. But he was just standing there like this, just standing there kind of swaying and caroling, like just in one place, just doing this. And Caroline said, I asked him if he needed help, but I had to get right up on him until he heard me. He said, no. And I said, I'll go out and see if he needs something. I said, hey, man, you need some help? And he just doesn't do anything. I said it again, he just doesn't respond. I said, for all I know, like, so cars were going around him, just driving by, and nobody was doing nothing. But my thought is, like, he could be recovering from, like, a stroke or something, and people are going by, or he might 100%. Be OD. And I said, I'm going to call the police.
Yeah,
because I said, this guy could die.
Literally in a medical emergency,
But three cops came, three cop cars, and they started talking to him. You could tell something was wrong. And they said, hey, why don't you come with us? And they put him in the back of the cop car and went off. And I asked, is he good? And the cop car was like, yeah, he's good. Just like, I was like, oh, I just wanted to be nosy.
Yeah, just kind of want to be like, hey, man, this guy's on my property. I kind of want to know, you know?
Yeah, I just wanted to be a part of it. I called it.
And so the cop was just pretty much, just, hey, don't worry about it, man. Yeah, well, he's off your property.
Caroline kept saying, because I stood in my little front yard walkway, and I just watched. She's like, are we getting in trouble? I said, I live here.
Yeah, why would you get in trouble? Are you stupid, Caroline? Are you crazy?
I don't know.
But. I was in my room. I'm pretty sure y'all was in Discord with me.
You told me about the motorcycle?
Oh, yeah. Oh, okay, I already told you. I'll tell them, though. I was sitting there. It was like 11 o'clock. I'm just sitting there on my computer just chilling. And I just hear like a motorcycle just sitting there just idle. And like,
what time was that?
Like 11 o'clock, something like that. No. And I just heard a motorcycle just sitting there, it was just idle. I just heard like a Harley Davidson.
Yeah.
And so nothing's clicking in my head. And then while I'm sitting there playing, it hits me. I just, wait a minute. I've been hearing this idle motorcycle for like 15 seconds. Yeah. And it sounds like it's right outside my window. And so I lifted my blind. Whenever I lifted my blind, dude. Just a guy on a motorcycle in front of my mailbox grabbing stuff out of my mailbox. So I run to my room. I try to get my – I grab my gun. I got to run out the front door. As I'm opening the front door, I'm like, hey. He's pulling off on his motorcycle. Yeah. So I'm thinking, I'm like, dude, I can chase this guy. I can chase this guy and – risk.
Ram him.
Yeah, no, I would say
ram
that.
Ram him.
I was like, I can risk getting shot over – a bill over some mail or something like that. And so I was like, no, I just ain't worth it. But while I was out there, I had the awareness. I was like, let me just listen. Because you can hear that loud hardly. Yeah. And so I'll just listen. I swear, whoever it is, if you're listening, I don't think you are. But like,
we're going to ram you.
We're going to ram you. He drove straight, dude. It probably
this way?
Most a half mile this way. And then I heard him that way. So he drove at least like a half mile that way and then took a right. And he's somewhere in this vicinity.
After this, we're going to look around.
And
you still haven't gone to look around?
I talked to Mr. Casey about it.
Yeah, he said, like, what's the most they can do?
He told me, he said, man, he said, if anything, he said they may have gotten one of your, like, my bank statement or something like that. He said they may have got, like, a month bank statement. He said they have half my account number.
You need to have something to wear when you pull it down, a shotgun blast goes.
Have like a old booby trap, like a Home Alone
just
booby trap.
Kill all your mailmen just to kill this little guy.
that'd be tough for some, man. But I mean that would clear up that mail position. I can get me a job real fast.
Yeah, I don't know why you want that.
I mean, mail people get paid good around like Christmas and all that. Like how male people are around here, that's like a New York trash man.
You know, I saw the internet. I saw a video of it said like when a white man delivers mail in a black neighborhood. But it was just like a friendly black neighborhood. They're having like a little birthday party with like kids running around. And it's just like they're recording it, but it's just like and they're minding their business. Yeah. And he's just walking down this apartment line. Here's this older white guy. He just takes off running. So stupid.
That's that fear in his heart, man. Yeah. He just got like, beat up.
They were like the friendliest looking people, and he just took off.
Yeah. I just love that they're probably sitting there, you know, just now took their kids like training wheels off their bicycle, trying to teach them how to ride a bike, and then they just look over the mailman just in a full on sprint. Just you can keep it, man. You can keep it. Just keep what. Keep that racism over there. Just stupid.
Dude, I picture his shorts just getting browner and browner as he runs.
Just kidding, all this stuff. Did you watch? Have you watched that? The Cat Williams Shannon Sharp thing?
I did.
I didn't watch the whole thing. I watched like a highlight video, and I watched the highlights of it.
We had like 35 minutes left, and I fell asleep.
Yeah.
I thought it was underwhelming because, like, the highlight thing, it makes it look like the whole thing is going after these celebrities, but it was a lot of, like, just random comedian talk. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't know. It wasn't as, like, eventful as everybody made it out to be.
Yeah, I watched the highlight stuff, and I saw he definitely doesn't like whoever the freak Ricky Smiley is. Yeah. He hates Ricky Smiley.
I had to look
it's like a radio host or something like that. Yeah. Ricky, I remember hearing Ricky Smiley in the morning or something like that. Or no, it's Sway in the morning.
Yeah.
I forgot Rick, but I'm pretty sure he's.
I thought it was one of the actors from like Friday or something.
I'm serious. Whenever I'm telling y'all I don't know who Ricky Smiley is, I'm dead.
No,
serious.
Ricky Smiley Morning Show.
Yeah. Okay, then.
But hold on. No, he was on Friday After the Next. He's probably a radio host.
Did you hear the things that he said about like Kevin Hart and stuff?
Yeah, I asked him if I remember what he said. Now
I remember he said like he's never seen Kevin Hart do stand-up comedy. Like he said he's never seen Kevin Hart get his reps in. He's never seen Kevin Hart in a club or like a comedy store. And like he said Kevin Hart's like a plant, just automatically went to stadiums and all that kind of stuff. And the way I look at it, Cat Williams is doing stadiums and stuff just like Kevin. So I don't see what the beef is between them. They said Kevin ain't said nothing but great things about Cat, but Cat Williams said that Kevin Hart just ignores him, like blows him to the side, like doesn't pretend he's doesn't.
I think exist. I don't know. He gets in that weird conspiracy stuff. I don't know. I ain't in the industry to where he talks about like, oh, you notice the trend with all these. I think he's specifically picked out like black comedian males like dressing up as women.
Oh yeah,
stuff like that.
Madea and all that.
I think his mindset is like this is like. Something Illuminati's asking them to do, and he's just not with it. Whether that's true or not, who knows? I dress up as a woman, so Illuminati has not come knocking at my door.
I've seen videos of like Terry Crews. I've seen him like dancing. I forgot what show that was. He was like dancing in a dress one time.
I just think it's funny when grown men dress up as stupid stuff.
Yeah, so. I mean. And it don't even got to be, like, putting on a dress. Like,
cat costumes.
Yeah, like, you used to wear the turtle goddamn
costume. Turtle costumes. Yeah, just deer anything. Costumes. Yeah. Big costumes.
Anything that's stupid. All
the costumes.
Anything that's stupid. Anything that I've worn before.
That's something else I was going to say. I don't remember what it was.
Well, until you can think of that, I'll bring up something else. Let me see. How has your 2024 been so far? Mine's been kind of mid. I ain't gonna lie to you. Mine has just been not really mid, but just nothing crazy has happened yet.
Well, all my fun happened at the end of last year. Like I did the deer hunting show. Did two deer hunting shows.
Yeah, you TV mastermind. You are.
did the demolition ranch thing. Yep. Ranch. Which I'm going back March 28th. They said it's gonna be in a bigger event and stuff. So.
You got to meet Stone Cold Steve Austin and all that.
No, I didn't meet him. I met Chuck Liddell.
But he was there?
No.
No, it was Goldberg that was there. Yeah, Goldberg, my bad.
I met The Undertaker, Junior Dos Santos, Bam Margera.
You said somebody was like super friendly with you. Who was it? You said
Junior Dos Santos was like fake punching me and stuff and like laughing, but me.
I think you said something like The Undertaker maybe? You said like a joke.
Yeah, I made him laugh.
Yeah, go tell that story.
How did I do it? I think I joked with him. I said, hey, man, you mind if I get a picture with you? Because his guy that he was with likes me. I think his name was Dawson. But I think he was with him. But he said, yeah, I just know this guy takes horrible pictures. And when I was walking with him, I said, well, if it's bad, I'll choke slam him for you. And the Undertaker just started laughing really hard. I said, I won that, yeah. And then me and Chuck Liddell talked about hog hunting.
So is Chuck Liddell like a big on hunting and stuff?
I think so, yeah.
Get him with goddamn Tyler Cotton down here. Let's tell you something, boys. I'll take you to the goddamn woods right there, I tell you. But
my friend Evan said he's going to run out there with me.
Really?
March 28th, if you want to ride out there and meet some.
How long of a...
How long we staying out there? It's on March 28th. I pictured staying that night, and I don't know. I'm thinking I might get asked to do a podcast, so maybe two nights. Yeah. I don't know, maybe one.
Who's Evan? That's just one of your church buddies?
Yeah, I go camping with him.
Oh, that's the camping guy. Okay, yeah.
He has a goatee.
Gotcha. Yeah, I remember.
Every time I shave my beard, I shave it into a goatee and I send it
to him. Just send it to him first?
He's always just had a goatee.
That's his choice? He can't grow anything else?
It's like it's weird.
That's like, he's just weird. I would love to get like the hand... For this right here.
You want a handlebar?
Not a handlebar, but I'd like a full, like not DJ Khaled.
Yeah.
But I'd like it to be full, like it feels like this right here.
Is that the thickest your beard grows?
I mean, I've got super light. I trimmed this probably.
I just wish mine would
week ago.
I don't know. I feel like my beard kind of comes down here. I wish it would like come up on my cheeks, like real manly, like Paul Bunyan style.
I feel like if I could dye my hair. If I could dye my beard hair without dyeing my chin,
I've thought about it.
Dude, that's one of the big, because I have so much facial hair, like so much, but it's just, it's all super light.
Yeah.
It just,
you got that, straight through. You got that Irish beard, though. You get that red in it.
I don't know. Because I grew up dirty blonde most of my life.
I thought you were just going to say grew up dirty.
I mean, I did grow up dirty, but yeah, I grew up like dirty blonde most of my life. So when my hair got darker, everything else stayed lighter. Like,
yeah.
If my leg hairs, dude, I got leg hairs on the wazoo, but you can't tell. You really? Cannot tell.
Me neither.
It's just, you got a rug down there, brother. I hate to tell you. Yeah. You got a rug down there.
You know what I've been doing at night? Trying to find a good Bigfoot costume.
A good dude, you just spent $3,500 on that gorilla costume, didn't you?
$1,900.
Oh, well,
but I don't know. I gained weight and I couldn't fit in.
You can't fit it no more.
not that I can't. The gloves like come up here, and like it'd get to a point where I couldn't squeeze it in there because it was too tight. I don't know.
Because you're a big dude, man. You're muscular.
What I'd have, what when it would go in though, is when I'd start trying so hard I'd sweat. And the sweat would push it in. Yeah. So
that extra grease to be able to get it in there.
But I don't know. I've been thinking about like long form content of like what could I do?
When you say long form, you mean like over a minute? You're talking about like 10 minutes? I'm talking videos? About
like, I don't know, like I picture like 7 to 10.
Okay.
I thought about trying to like YouTube hunt videos. Like if I go hunt by myself, just YouTube it. But I thought about it. I was like, ooh, if I had like a legit Bigfoot costume, I'd do weird stuff in it, you know?
See,
I don't know what I'd do, but I think it'd be cool to have.
If you had a legit Bigfoot costume and you're thinking about like 5 to 7 minute videos, then yeah, that would be on the lines of you sitting down and writing like a script, like an actual, like you're making like a short form. Yeah, have you ever seen Shane Gillis's skits that he'd be doing?
Mm-mm.
He does a lot of.
Let me write that down so I remember. If I had a Bigfoot costume, I'd like to do goofy stuff like going to a park where people are camping, dude, creeping around at dusk.
I promise you, if you're serious about this, you honestly just let me know.
Yeah.
Invest in one of those. I'll try to find what it's called. There's a streamer named Extra Emily. She's got like a thing that holds her phone. But it like stabilizes it so well. You can do, and it stays perfectly like this.
Yeah.
And so I mean, if you get one of those where I can sit there, and because I got shaky hands every now and again, so
well,
you
I
get
would one of those. To, like have a be mic'd up and stuff too.
That's what I'm talking about. Like you do that. I ain't gonna do no video editing or nothing like that for you. But if you need a camera guy, I can be a camera
guy. When I went to Demolition Ranch, that was the one thing I said. I'm just here to have fun. Everybody else was like this with cameras, doing like vlogging for YouTube. Yeah. And I said, I could do that, but I don't know what friends I could invite that would record and stuff. I mean, it would be kind of cool to just have like a regular that I'm like, hey, I'll pay you $100 to just come hang out for the day and record stuff. But I don't know. I've got friends that are like, yeah, I'd do it. But whenever I go, like when I've done camping vlogs, my friends would be like, yeah, I'll do it. And they're just, hey, I can't come. So, stuff like that.
Well, that's one thing that I've always done. I've always tried my hardest just, if somebody asks me something, if I genuinely don't want to go, or if I genuinely don't think, I'm going to tell you straight up, be like, no.
Yeah.
Not going to do it.
Yeah.
I try my hardest to be one of those type of friends that is dependable. Like, pretty much if you ask, hey, man, you want to come over and play, like, hang out, we're going to have a game night or something this Saturday. If I say yeah, you can pretty much depend that I'm going to show up to it. And so that's why I'm telling you right now, if you want to do this, it'll help whatever, like something in your career that you want to do, or just something like itch, like scratching the itch.
I just feel like I have to do it. I don't know what I'm supposed to do. Yeah. I feel like I have to have some long form thing.
Yeah.
But I don't know. If I've been building kind of like a side hustle of like hunting stuff, maybe I should just do outdoor hunting stuff, but get like GoPros to record myself and stuff, which I mean I could do, but
I'll be honest with you. I ain't waking up at 4 a.m. and going
No,
I'm just saying.
No, I can do that myself.
That's where I caught a line.
No, I'm just saying, like, if I, like, I thought about it, I was like, yeah, I could have vlogged that whole Demolition Ranch. I had no friends go with me. I didn't have nobody to do.
Who's the guy you say is going with you, Mark?
Evan.
Evan, you're going to get Evan to record for you?
I don't even know if I want him to record. If he wants to, sure. Yeah. I'm going to think of it and talk to him. But, if you want to go and meet some people, feel free to go. That's where I met all the people from Zydex and stuff.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I definitely there's so much that I'd want to do, but I honestly, as like a
yeah.
as like a Twitch streamer that doesn't average 1K viewers and nothing like that, I just feel like there's not much need for my outreach. Yeah, you know what I mean?
They had a lot of management people there and stuff. If you wanted to meet management people,
I had a dude that used to work for Fortnite. He used to work for Epic Games, and Epic Games like laid off like 70% of their staff.
Yeah.
And he was one of the people that got canned. And now that's what he does. He does like management for streamers and stuff like that. Yeah. He just messaged me the other day asking if I'd want to be picked up by him.
You just say that?
I told him.
So mistake.
I told him, I said, man, I get a bunch of game sponsors to play this game, to do this. I told him, I said, I'm not looking for any more of that.
We'll pay you $300 to lower your view count.
Yeah, I told him, I said, I'm not trying to do none of that. I said, I'll take brands. I was like, you can give me a chair brand, a brand with like freaking Elgato or something like that. I was like, hell yeah. I was like, I'll do that all day. But I was like, if you're going to get me if you're going to get me a freaking deal with Raid Shadow Legends, I'm good on that, man. Or if I got to promote some mobile game, I'm good on that, man. I don't need to lower my viewership anymore.
That's how I feel with doing brand deals now, because like I had like three before Christmas that I was supposed to do. Two of them went through, but I was getting burned out of it. My thought is, if I make a video that's good and it does good, I could make that money myself. Yeah. But we had a contract with an app. I think I told you this already. To where the idea was I was going to make three videos and make a good bit of money.
Yeah.
But the third video wasn't going to be guaranteed. My management was like, they said the first two videos will be guaranteed, and it's just going to be recycling the first video as the second one. I said,
easy. A repost?
But all of a sudden, when I make the first one, they said, hey, for the second one, you got to make a brand new video. I said, that's not what I was told.
Yeah.
But the first time, they said it was just a story post. I made the story post. They said, hey, we need you to delete it and put this in there. I said, well, I followed y'all's copy. Yeah. That y'all sent, and then I posted.
You sent me a 1-2-3 guidelines. Yeah. I did 1-2-3, give me my money.
Again, and I added it. They said, hey, we need you to spread out the ads on this frame. Put it, it's nerd content stuff. Yeah. And after that, I did it a third time. But that dropped their views, man. Yeah. It's like, if I keep re-adding the same thing, it's going to.
100%.
But when it came down to the second video, I said, whatever. This is not what I was promised, but I'll make a second one. And all of a sudden, my management says, hey, we found out they slipped in. At first they said, hey, we found out they slipped in that the second video.
Yeah.
They said, hey, the second video is not going to be, we have the right to pull out at any time. I was like, oh, so nobody read, found that?
So you're telling me I went and I tanked my viewership by making a post and then having to delete that post and then had to make another post. Then they said I didn't follow the guidelines, which I followed the guidelines, so I had to delete that, make a third post.
They didn't like the views they got.
Yeah.
And I said, I said, tell them that they're not going to be good because of their choices.
Yeah.
If
they would have just let that first video, if they would have just let that first video ride.
And it was just because I didn't put hashtag ad or something. I think that's a legal thing, maybe.
Yeah. It's 100, that's how Fortnite is. Like, if I promote my code or whatever, I have to put hashtag ad or I can be held accountable for something.
Yeah.
But I mean, it makes sense. But at the same time, if that's a requirement, put that as number four.
They did.
Hashtag. No. And so
they had.
So when you say, I don't want to cut you off, but like if you say, so your management team just didn't catch that part, or.
But it gets worse because after that, when I said, well, at least I'm getting paid for one video. They said, hey, they sent us also this. They said if it doesn't meet our requirements or our want desired views, we're gonna opt out on paying you. So I made two videos and I got paid this much, and nobody found this.
So that company can literally put like a little loophole type deal this in a fine print somewhere that says if this video doesn't reach 50 million views, then I don't have to pay you.
Well, I mean, yeah, but here's the thing about that: why was whatever they put not picked up in this contract?
Yeah.
Or were both of these things not picked up in this contract?
Like did how big was that contract? Like, if
I was supposed to make like 12.
Ooh,
I got paid zero.
So after posting two videos and promoting them.
Well, I posted one three times, and I made the second one.
How many? Okay, How much? I hate the word clout, but how much clout you think they got off of you from your video?
I hope not a lot. I think. Well, I put it like this: my story post can reach like 40,000 viewers.
Yeah.
But the reason it did, it got like 8,000.
Yeah.
But I said that's because y'all made me take it down.
Yeah, get shadow banned. If you post three times in 10 minutes, it's,
you know how many views downloads they said they got?
What, like their app?
What? But on top of that, the app was trash, dude. It was so.
Dude, if you got a bad game or a bad app, man, of course nobody's gonna want it.
But it's just one of those things. Like they said, yeah, we need hashtag ad. Their instructions had hashtag the app name.
Yeah.
I said, I followed y'all's stupid instructions. Yeah. That's not my fault.
Yeah.
But y'all, I don't know. It's just
like,
scummy.
I feel like they did that on purpose. Like, I feel like they probably did that on purpose to sabotage whoever the freak they're working with and, yeah, get a free video out of it.
Well, I'm saying now, if you remember what it was, the app sucks.
You can't say nothing that is like slanderous.
Just not
going. But like you said, if you remember the post that he made, then you know.
My thought is I don't want them to even have any ears on them. So
makes sense. Yeah, don't give them anything whatsoever. Hell yeah.
Yeah. But that's about all that's been happening in my life right now.
Yeah, I mean, really in my life, like I said, that freaking dude stole my mail at my mailbox. I got my grandpa for Christmas, I got him like a little booklet with 10 pages on it. And anytime he can rip out one of those pages, give it to me, I got to take him out to eat.
Oh, you just got him a book. Terrible.
Yeah, he'd get those little pages, and it's got like my name and like a 1 out of 10 or whatever.
Dates.
Pretty much like that. Yeah, go dates with my grandpa. He'll be like, he'll call me, boy, what the hell you doing? I just nothing, laying in bed, what's up? Why ain't you getting dressed and bringing me out to get nothing to eat right now?
Wait, you have to buy. He has to go out to eat with his grandson. It has to be a present. You don't just want to take him.
Well,
out?
I do it. I do it. But like, this gives him a reason to do it. Like, for instance, I do a thing. I talk about my grandpa on stream all the time.
Yeah.
And so my people would be like, call your grandpa. Call him. See what he's doing. Call him. And so I'll call him once a week on stream, ask when it just, hey, what day this week you want to go out and eat? You know, just type deal. And because, I mean, during football season, we always usually go over there whenever he's watching the football game. Yeah, he's AFK. he's just sitting there. This goddamn LSU, I tell you, I'm about to start rooting for Florida.
he's just outside pooping on the ground.
Just, all right, gotta take my dogs out to use the bathroom. All right, Papa, I just look out there, he's pooping with them. Yeah. What are you doing,
He's over there burying it like this.
Sniffing their butts.
I've gotta start doing dog videos. I've been having some dog inspirational
videos. Oh, speaking of dogs, I know you said you're not gonna get one of them.
You are?
But Hunter told me, he said he really wants me to get one. And so, the way I look at it, I looked up those dogs, his little dog breed.
You would enjoy it.
The haired wiener dogs, whatever. They don't shed. Like, they're hypoallergenic, whatever. They don't shed.
I mean, you come to my house, I have 3 cats, they don't shed.
Exactly.
You know I'm lying.
That's why I said exactly.
I know them, man. They're motherfucking shit.
I was about to agree with you, but then I just remembered my pants.
I just wanted to see if you would lie to me.
Well, see, I was about to agree with you, and then it hit me just, wait a second. No way.
Oh,
I remember whenever you were out at that, what's the place, the demolition?
Where
I went and fed your cats for you.
That was Missouri.
Well, okay, yeah. Whenever we went to Missouri. And I went to Federal Cat, Missouri.
Missouri.
I would. That's because of RuneScape. Yeah, Missouri.
I thought of that too.
And the 3 days I went over there.
It stank in my house, didn't it?
It wasn't even the smell. It was just, I'd always feel bad for Noodles. He has a fat, like his oldest cat is Noodles, a big fat cat, huge. I always felt bad because I'd walk in, Phoebe would be there just ready to get petted on. A little orange mother sucker would sit there just ready to get petted on. But Noodles is always just in that back gaming room, just sitting
on that
couch.
She's like, he's going to come back.
Yeah, so I'd get so sad. So I'd go back there, I'd pet Noodles. And then I remember I'd sit on that couch, pet Noodles for like 10 minutes. get in my car. Whenever I get home,
oh, that couch I don't clean.
I go to I get out of my car and I turn around and look. There was this hair all over my seat.
That's that couch cost me $40 at Goodwill. Yeah. That's the cat.
That's
couch.
That's the cat couch right there.
I bought it for people to sit on, and I realized nobody sat on it but the cats. So I'm gonna throw it away. I'm gonna redo that whole room and try to make it more of like an official office type deal.
Yeah. Are you gonna? What are you gonna like? You keep your like Furbies and stuff there?
Yeah, I'm gonna figure something out.
That'd be tough if you get all those Furbies and just put them in like a storage or something.
Thought about, you know, that little closet.
Yeah.
I thought about almost turning that into like shelves to maybe put them there.
I was gonna say they've got those rooftop shelves. They got like shelves that go across. Rooftops with like for like lights and stuff. People put like those strip lights.
That'd be cool
lights.
To just have the Furbies go all the way.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You, that'd be cool. Do like a little rooftop, a little shelving, then get the Furbies go all the way across.
I'd be down for that. I just don't know.
It'll be out of the way of everything.
I don't know where to get those shelves. Rooftop shelves?
Yeah, you can literally just any sort of like hanging shelves.
Yeah.
Any sort of hanging shelves, you can do it like that.
That'd be cool.
Let me see. What else? What else we got? What else we got? We got our sign. We can show them the sign.
Yeah.
Show them the sign. Back.
Get that sign, boy. Could say I'm going on a bachelor's trip. We're all gonna go to. I don't know if that place is where I want to go.
What do you mean?
Did I send you a picture of the place?
You sent me a picture of the spot, yeah.
Well, the only reason is I like going there because we can canoe and stuff. But I think it's gonna be too cold.
Oh, really?
Maybe I don't know, but I don't know if y'all would want a canoe or not. But it's a lot of fun though. But I thought about going somewhere. Yeah, the laid out. Nobody needs to see me.
Well, I was going to do it behind you, but I didn't know if they'd be able to.
But what sounds better, a place angle. Like that place that has canoeing, or what would be cooler, a place that also has like a hot tub and a basketball court and stuff? Or
I would say something that we can do
a lot of
the whole time rather than just like for like 2 hours in a day.
I agree, because that's what that one is.
I'd say we have a lot more fun just every now and again going playing some basketball or something like that rather than just going canoeing one time.
You know where Broken Bow is? It's like south. It's near. It's like just a couple hours from Shreveport.
Okay.
But there was one I thought about. They had a hot tub outside, like TV and stuff, a whole basketball court, pool and stuff like that, all kinds of junk. And I was like, that might be kind of cool if we all did that.
If I had a choice, I'd probably say probably something the like basketball's that. Court over there. Because, I mean, my big fat ass in the water on a canoe, I know. You ever went to those lazy rivers where you just float down the river?
Yeah.
Dude, I can't tell you how many times I flipped on those. So I know on a canoe,
When we went to this one, I've gone here before to the place in Arkansas. Everybody but me flipped out at the beginning, like getting in, because the beginning was the roughest part. You have to go in these between these rocks. At one point, I was like, "This, like, no, I didn't flip, but I just was trying so hard not to." But
was it like rapid waters? Was you moving quick?
Not really. Okay. There were some spots where you could tell it was getting faster, but nobody would flip. But it was clear water. You'd see these big fish swim up to the top. They're real pretty, but we just had drinks. We'd drink and eat and. Took 2 hours to do, but it was real relaxing. But I thought about if I do that, trying to see if a group of people want to go in the summer.
Yeah, I mean, I'm down. I'm the type of person where as long as I don't jeopardize my stuff, I'm down with it. Yeah. I mean, a day off here and there ain't it's like that won't hurt nothing.
That's what I have to get in that mindset. I normally would get in that mindset of like if I miss a day of making a video, it's over. But
trust me, I'm still in that mindset. Like
I have to make myself understand that if I don't have something to make a video on, that's just the way it is. Yeah. Because it's like what I said, what I heard Mr. B saying, like that one video you really put a lot of effort in is worth more than the 5 mediocre videos, if that makes sense.
Yeah, 100%. If you just know, all right, my people love cat videos, let me just put together a quick 50-second cat video, bada bing, bada boom, let me post it.
The only thing about what I do, though, is just if I get tired of it, my thought is they're tired of it. And then I hear everybody like, I can't get enough of these. I need more of you as a child. You know? More of you in makeup.
That's a good thing. A good thing about like TikTok and, well, not even TikTok, just like a good thing about like short form / like minute long content is, like say for instance, Theo Von. Whenever I found Theo Von, he'd already been doing YouTube and podcasts for 4 years. And so what he had been doing what I had just found for the first time ever, the first time I ever found Theo Von, I was like, holy dude, what this is. This guy is the most like the most relatable, realest person I've ever seen as far as like these celebrities go. I was like, this guy's one of the most. Way he talks and blah, 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 this and that. And then he put out one of his solo podcasts like two or three episodes later. He was like, yeah, man, he just I like keeping things fresh because, you know, I don't want to bore y'all. I don't want to sit here. I don't want y'all to leave me or nothing like that. And so whenever he said that, it made me think. I was like, wow. So he's been doing it for 4 years. So, yeah, he's probably getting bored of his format and he's wanting to change it a little bit. But I just discovered it. So I'll right there. So your kid videos, you might be bored of making it. Dang it, I don't want to make another kid video. But if somebody just saw a kid video for the first time that day, I need 37 more of them right now.
When I went to Demo Ranch, I had a guy say, man, I haven't known you that long, but I saw your videos not too long ago, and we just scrolled all night long. And I said, I get it.
That's how I was with – there was this one TikToker. His name's like Rod, it's not Roddy Rich, but it's like – I think it's Roddy Rich. It's like Roddy something like that. He's a dog. He's a dog TikToker.
And is he the white dog?
He's got a white dog named Prince, Princey Poo, but he's got a dog named Jizzle. Oh, Jizzle, snaggle tooth ass dog with the baby teethy weepies. Roddy Rich, yeah. Because like his dog is OG King, and he'll sit there, arr. Anytime he barks, he just like he like jumps off the ground when he barks. He just look at the jumpies. I really like it because he talks to animals the same way I feel like I talk to animals. No. And so he just, Jizzle with the snaggle tooth. Like, Jizzle, he's just, like, he'll be sitting like this. He'll just look at the snaggle tooth.
That makes me want a dog, but dude, I'm going to have four cats, and that's just way too many.
And that's why I'm such a big dog guy. My mom, I've always had little dogs, like my little Rat Terrier Lulu growing up, and like my mom has Toby and Gizmo and these little bitty dogs. I love hugging them, petting them, and holding them upside down like little babies. I love that. But a big dog, whenever they get excited, they jump on you. That tail hurts you because it's hitting you. Like it's wagging. Oh, dude.
You love that?
Huh?
You like that?
I love that, dude.
Did I?
Let a dog jump on me all day. I will sit there. Oh, I'll pet it. I'll hug it all day, man.
I told you what little dog I wanted, right?
I don't think so.
I wouldn't mind a Chihuahua.
A Chihuahua?
But the only reason I say that is my stepbrother, they have a Chihuahua. And I don't know if you saw this, and just bear with me. This is the Chihuahua they have that made me want one. Her name is...
Her
name is Gracie, but she's so sweet. I just said, oh, Gracie, man. Video said when you're talking to an old person, you're trying not to notice the white stuff in the corner of the mouth. Looking down.
You're just staring directly in their eyes like this, just trying not to blink or look down at nothing. So dumb.
Well, how long have we been live for?
I'd say...
It's longer than the first time we did?
No, our first one was an hour and 24.
Oh, was it?
I'm pretty sure this, honestly, though...
Probably the same?
Yeah, we... everybody, this is... We are the Lay It Out Podcast. Like I said, we got the sign over there. Got a little thing right here. Laid Out Podcast. My name's Trevor. He's Lay. We've been trying to do this podcast for probably about 6 months now.
Technical difficulties.
Yeah, a lot of... We had it set up perfectly, but audio was messed up, and so we had to scrap an episode because of audio, and then we ran into problems with our video camera. We had to get like a charger that charges cameras while it's recording. Yeah. We ran into a lot of stuff. But this should be good. We're gonna get the audio from this, put it together, and see what it looks like. And Lay, you got anything to say?
Like and subscribe. Be prepared for more. I guess that's it.
Thank you very much, man. We are Lay It Out Podcast. Thank you.
Mwah.
That should be good.